Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It is Tuesday, the 26th of October. This is Weather Wisdom. I want to give you an update here as I record this around after 8 o'clock this morning. So what I've been watching this morning, radar is really interesting. So we have this marine air that's been flowing in ahead of the storm system. So picture the storm off the coast of New Jersey, counterclockwise circulation. You have that wind pulling in off the water, and it's actually fairly mild out. We're well into the 50s, Cape and the Islands in the 60s. There's a little bit of humidity in the air, and at times we've seen these tropical downpours move through. I had an inch and a half of rain as of this morning at about 6 o'clock. That included a little bit that fell yesterday as well, and then at times the rain stops. I did get out. I walked the dog, and then you get these tropical downpours. I'm just watching some really heavy rain now moving into Essex County off the ocean. This really isn't the main area of rain just yet. That's still down around New York City where it's absolutely pouring, and it's a more concentrated area, so there's no gaps between where it's raining and where it's not raining. We have gaps now. We have little lulls, and that's what you can expect for much of the day today. At times, it'll absolutely pour, and then you might get a lull. So if you need to get out, walk the dog, walk yourself, check the latest radar. There's tons of apps out there, and just look and watch it, and you'll see the movement of it, and you get an area where there is no rain, go outside, get everything done, and then get back inside. Now, later this afternoon, that more concentrated area is going to start to move in to our region, and that concentrated area means business. So later this evening, and especially I think between about 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning, that's when it's really going to pour everywhere. There won't be a break. We'll have the heavy rain. We'll get another 2 to 3 inches of rainfall. That's going to put everybody in the sort of 2 to 5 inch amount of rain with the system. Now, there's not much wind here this morning. Some of you on the coast have a little breeze, but certainly not really windy. That wind, as the storm does a little loop, here's what's going to happen. The storm's now off New Jersey. It moves northeastward. It makes its closest pass to us, let's call it around 2 o'clock in the morning, and then it does a loop back towards the south. So as it kind of moves up close to us, then does a loop to the left and then back down off towards the right and moves south off the coast of New Jersey, that's when our winds will be strongest, and that's within a few hours of, like I said, around 2 o'clock in the morning. So that means winds really ramp up here late this evening. It's going to howl overnight. It'll start to diminish tomorrow, but it's still windy tomorrow. It just won't be as intense. So I think most of the power outages that occur will do so during the overnight hours. It doesn't mean we can't add to them tomorrow morning, but I think the numbers will probably peak about this time tomorrow morning and then start to come down thereafter. In terms of coastal flooding, astronomically high tides are not here. So this cycle over the course of the month, we had a bigger tide a couple of weeks ago, and now it's a little less. So that's good news. So that means I don't expect a lot of flooding with this particular system. There may be some minor coastal flooding, but not a big deal. So it's really a windy rainstorm, much of it over by tomorrow morning in terms of the most intense. During the day tomorrow, we'll see on and off rain. Winds will slowly diminish. And the rain may continue even into Thursday morning as that storm kind of meanders out to sea. And then maybe by Thursday afternoon, we'll get into some sunshine. Temperatures, by the way, today get towards 60 degrees. We stay in the 40s tonight. We're in the 50s tomorrow on the cooler side of the storm. 50s also on Thursday. And yes, there may be more rain here Friday into Saturday. So our drier than average October is coming to a crashing end. I'll give you another update in a few hours.